And let's welcome Tyler Lockett to the show. Tyler, good morning. Can you hear good? How's that sound? Okay.
Oh, that sounds great. Is this for me?
That's all for you.
Oh, you're all about hydration.
Huh? I'm telling you, man, when you come over here, it's like a 5-star resort, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So we
Where's
got
the
this.
Water.
Everything, right? Welcome to the show. Chase McCabe is back in our home studio. He'll join us in a second. But Tyler, thanks for doing this, man. It's funny. We laugh about the heat in July. You grew up in Tulsa. You've never experienced heat, have you?
Oh, yeah. We got humidity, all that different type of stuff, man. But just when I was on the West Coast for 10 years, you lose sight of the humidity and just how hot it really could get. So it's definitely something that you got to adjust to and get used to again. But, man, I'm excited about being out here in Nashville.
What is it about this team that does excite you?
The fact that they're young, the fact that the energy is great. I mean, coming in, being able to meet a lot of, like, the players and stuff, like, they're ready to get going and they're ready to get into it. I've seen it when I came in at OTAs. I've seen it in minicamp. And even out here in the first 2 days, like, man, everybody just wants to get the chance to ball, and that's exactly what you want to be able to see.
Well done, Chase.
Tyler Lockett is with us, Titans wide receiver. And Tyler, welcome to Nashville officially now that training camp has started. You spent your entire career in Seattle. What has this adjustment been like of, new coaching staff, new team, new city, just everything is new with you? It has to give you a little bit of excitement, but what's it been like for you?
I mean, I think it's a huge adjustment, if you could be honest about it, because, you've been somewhere for 10 years, and so your lingo, the people that you've known all those years, the relationships, like, even just the team, like, I couldn't tell you how many times you broke it down on the same name for 10 years, and now all of a sudden you got to adjust to go to a new city, new coaches, new teammates, and a new team, new fan base, but it's been exciting. I think for me, I'm open to the journey. I'm willing to learn and adapt as it goes by, and I think it's been very, very welcoming. The coaches have been awesome. I understand when you're on a new team, you have to be able to prove yourself all over again. My dad told me that before. He was like, if you ever go to another team, obviously the coaches who are always with you, they know you. So sometimes they'll be able to be like, we could work with this, because we've seen you before. These coaches haven't seen me before, so you got to be able to come in as if you're a rookie all over again, just to be able to show that you can also do this and still play this game at a high level.
With you having the experience, though, when you got to Seattle as a rookie in 2015, Russell was a couple of years into his career, so he had, kind of grown into a veteran role. Now you got a rookie quarterback. How are you able to help him kind of get into the National Football League and learn this league while also trying to be productive yourself at the same time?
I think the biggest thing, man, is just I'm just here if he needs me. You don't want to talk too much. You don't want to talk too little. I do believe it's all about relationships and building chemistry, not only on the field, but off the field. But, you don't want to act like you know everything as the vet. You got to be able to listen and kind of like learn how he sees the game, understand his feel of the game, and be able to adapt and find a middle ground on what he wants you to do, because ultimately he is the quarterback, right? So I think for me, obviously, I think being able to come here, I think there is a variety of opportunities for a lot of players to be able to play at a high level, and I think that Cam is the quarterback to be able to get the job done for every person on this part of team. And so I'm excited. I think the biggest thing is every day we just got to be able to get better, grow, and be intentional. I think that's really a big word, is being intentional and not just being out here because this is what the schedule says.
We're joined by Tyler Lockett here at Titans training camp. I can't talk formations, different setup that you guys run and everything else, but Cam's got a hell of an arm, doesn't he?
Oh man, he has a great arm. You could tell he's like a quarterback out there or another terms a pitcher.
Yeah.
Like, he has a pitcher who has different mechanics, different throws. He can be able to get the ball where he needs to go. And so for us, man, it's just about being able to win our routes. Not even worrying about where the throw is going to go. We know he's going to make great decisions. We know the ball is going to get exactly where it wants to go. If he doesn't throw a ball that he wants to be able to throw, if you catch it and it's a certain way, he's mad at himself. And so he wants to be able to get better. Regardless, if it was an okay throw, he's going to make a better throw. If it was a better throw, he's going to make a great throw. So I really love his mentality of how he approaches this game.
How important is when we talk about he's got command of the huddle? I'm not in the huddle. You are. How important is that?
I mean, I think it's very important. I think the biggest thing that you want to see in a quarterback is confidence, and he does not lack that at all. He has confidence, and you got to have confidence, because when you're a quarterback, you never know if everything is going to go right or if everything is going to go wrong. you got to be able to be steadfast and just be able to play and be calm. And the way that he plays, the way that he goes about everything, you could tell that he's a leader. He doesn't have to try to, like, force himself to be a leader. He's already a leader. And, you know, when he speaks, we listen. If he says, hey, we're about to do meetings, we go have meetings. So I think he's a phenomenal player, and it's crazy to even think that he's a rookie.
Right.
Just with the mentality that he has coming in.
Tyler Lockett is with us, Titans wide receiver. You know how tough this league is, and guys get banged up and hurt all the time. You have played pretty much every game in your career. You've been able to stay healthy. How have you been able to do that all these years? And is that something that you can help teach these young guys of how to take care of their bodies and be able to be available?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, man, is durability is the best availability. A lot of people will say that because the thing that sucks about this sport, man, is a lot of guys don't get their opportunity unless the person in front of you goes down or the person in front of you is tired and he needs breaks. And now all of a sudden you're able to get your chance to shine and get those plays. And the more that you're out there on the field, the better chance that you have to stay on the field. But you also got to be able to take care of your body. You find different things to do over the course of your years, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's floating, whether it's cryo, whether it's getting IVs, whether it's soft tissue and stretch and Normatex, all these different things. I even had this thing called the Bimini, which is like this oxygen thing, kind of different than a hyperbaric. But you find different things that work for you. And, I mean, when it comes to a lot of the guys, you got to control what you got to control. We can't control if we get hurt. But if there is something that happens, you got to go to the training room because that's the only way you can compete for a spot. And that's the only way that you could get on the field is to be able to stay on the field.
One more for Tyler Lockett as we go. You spent 9 years with Pete Carroll. That gum chewing, was it nonstop with him?
Oh, it was nonstop. I have so many stories about Pete. I could tell you that for a different day. And so, I mean, I love Pete.
Right.
You know, he's a great coach. And, man, he used to throw the football into the basketball hoop and used to do shoot-offs, all that different type of stuff. But, yeah, the shoes, the gum smacking,
yes.
All that different type of stuff. Like, if I could say one thing, one of my funniest stories with Pete was my very first touchdown in preseason. It was a kickoff return touchdown. He was too close to the sideline, and the ref ended up running into him. They threw a flag, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, don't tell me it's coming back. And they still gave us the touchdown, but that was a fun moment. And so, but I'm excited to be here in Tennessee, getting to know Cali, getting to know our coaching staff. And so it's been really, really fun.
I love it. Tyler Lockett, thanks, my man. We know you're tired. Thank you for taking time out with us today.
No
Tyler
problem.
Lockett, new Titans receiver. Thank you, Titans, for allowing us to spend time with them today. And I'd love to hear those Pete Carroll stories all day long. Crazy time. So that wraps up from Titans training camp, baby.